I'm really excited about getting ready to drill wheat, and with the rain this last week, it makes me feel quite a bit better about putting that wheat into a nice seed bed. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide unbiased, research-based agronomic information to you for you to apply it on your farm. I am really excited about starting to drill wheat, but I'm probably not as excited about drilling wheat if there's volunteer wheat in close proximity to one of my fields. Volunteer wheat is a haven for the wheat curl mite. This is the mite that moves that wheat streak mosaic virus. The wheat curl mites live in volunteer wheat during the summer and move into our newly planted wheat in the fall. The mites can also live in grassy weeds such as foxtail, grassy sandbur, and jointed goatgrass. They can easily move a half a mile and have been tracked to moving over 2 miles on the wind. One effective measure to lessen the risk of the wheat streak mosaic virus is to control the volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds. These can be killed with a herbicide or with a tillage operation. The key in this is to have the weeds and volunteer wheat dead and dry for 2 weeks prior to planting the new wheat crop. Let me say that again. You need 2 weeks of dead and dry volunteer wheat and other grassy weeds to help prevent the wheat streak mosaic virus. I often get asked if there's something that we can do to kill the wheat curl mites. Unfortunately, chemical controls are not effective in controlling the wheat curl mite. Testing has indicated that the currently labeled insecticides and miticides do not provide effective control of these mites. Their name likely helps them to understand why this is the case. The wheat curl mite takes the edge of the wheat leaf and curls it up onto themselves. What results is a very thin tunnel or straw shape made by the edge of the wheat leaf that's very difficult to get an insecticide inside of to where those mites are living. So what do you do if you have big, luscious volunteer wheat right next to the wheat that you're going to drill this fall? First, avoid early planting. Planting wheat after the Hessian fly-free date reduces the risk that the new wheat crop will emerge when the populations of the wheat curl mites are large and more likely to move to new locations. Now, this Hessian fly-free date varies a little bit across our counties, but it's somewhere between September 18th and September 21st. Second, plant a wheat variety that has some level of resistance to the wheat streak mosaic virus. Now, there's not a great deal of these types of varieties on the market. Oakley CL, Joe, Bird, Avery, and TAM 112 are all rated as intermediate to the wheat streak mosaic virus. Be sure that you understand that these varieties can still get wheat streak mosaic. The resistance in the Oakley CL and Joe are temperature sensitive and break down at temperatures over 75 degrees. These varieties are also susceptible to other mosaic viruses like High Plains Mosaic and Triticum Mosaic, and we have both of those in our area. The resistance to TAM 112, Bird, and Avery are related to the fact that the wheat curl mites do not seem to like these varieties as well to feed on. If these varieties do get infected, they will show the mottled mosaic symptoms the same as any other variety. The wheat streak mosaic virus can be a devastating disease, and nothing can be done for the wheat plant after it is infected. Yield losses of up to 80% can occur with this disease. This fall, we have plenty of volunteer around to increase our chances of the wheat streak mosaic virus. If we have a warm, open fall, it will be great conditions for the wheat curl mites to live in and move into our newly emerging wheat and infect that wheat with the wheat streak mosaic virus. If you have any questions about the wheat streak mosaic virus or the wheat curl mite, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. I actually have a video posted there that I recorded that discusses some of the frequently asked questions about wheat streak mosaic. I also have other resources about this disease and the wheat curl mites posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy.